morning, everybody. TGIF. This is the Deacon. Welcome to Billy Graham Fridays on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show with CA up top the tower here at Faith Studio One in downtown Fort Worth. iHeart Radio, hit that jingle. Favorites.
Well, good morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Good morning from beautiful Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Very cold, crispy morning. We got some, if you live in North Central Texas, we got this brief, probably for about 12 hours, chance of this wintry mix just when you thought winter was over, right? But anyway, TGIF, thank goodness it's Friday, or thank God it's Friday. And we always do this. Let's go ahead and hit a little James Brown. Oldie but goodie, I'll tell you what. James Brown, I Feel Good. That's right. Well, we're going to talk about here in just a little bit what's going to be happening on our show today. Today is Billy Graham Fridays. We always dedicate as many these Billy Graham Fridays as we can. We got a great one coming up here in a few. But before we get started on that, I hope everybody's doing okay today. Just a couple of quick announcements I want to make. As always, guys, like me on my Facebook page. I've had a lot of people get in touch with me. They're like, CA, I don't even know where to find you. Well, it's very simple. All you do is search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. When you search me up, check and like that button for free. I mean, just check it like you normally would, right? Okay, then also, you can search me up on Google. That's another way. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And we're all over the network, okay? I'm syndicated on iHeartRadio. We're on Amazon Music. We're on TuneIn Radio. Apple Podcasts, unless I said it before. Do you apologize about that? Google Podcasts. We're on all major networks, okay? We just keep growing and growing every day. Also, prayer requests, questions, or comments, or suggestions. I love your emails. I love hearing your feedback. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Let's talk a little bit on a Friday what's going to happen on the show today. Still working on changing things up. As you know, in the next 3 weeks, my son's getting married. So I'm gaining a daughter-in-law, Cody and Christine, getting married. They're getting married at a country venue. Thought it'd be nice. So I'm going to be extremely busy. It's going to be some days where I'm not on the air, and I'll notify you all and let you know as well. So I come, it's very important you want to be sure to have me on your Facebook page, okay? Unless you're not a big Facebooker, and that's okay. I'm hardly ever on it as it is. All right, so Billy Graham Fridays, today's topic is going back to his crusade back in 1999, and it's going to be the existence of God. It's a good one. Got a little bit of Christian music, a couple of songs, two or three songs of Christian music we're going to be playing. Okay. Always remember that you are loved. Let's also continue to pray for Ukraine. The people, the devastation is just horrifying and horrible. And, oh my goodness, we need to pray for peace. And I just pray God intervenes. It's His world. So, you know, I don't mean to bring it out to my Russian friends out there that might have, that listen to my network, but this is God's world. He's got, as a Christian, you know as good as I do, He's got the world in His hands. And that's about all we can do is just keep praying, keep hoping, and keep believing. Amen? Amen. No Bible devotion today. I'm not going to do that because Dr. Graham's message may be a little bit longer. But what I am going to do is I'm going to play you guys two music songs, okay? And while we're on this talking about Ukraine and everything, we need to pray for a miracle, and we know, and we're just going to keep hoping and believing. Turin Wells and then Billy Graham Fridays coming up in a few.
Y'all ready? These conversations filled with doubt, we dismiss what we can't figure out. Oh, but I don't have to see to believe in it. I know that it's true, 'cause I'm feeling it. I don't need no one to agree with it. No, there's just too much proof in my life. When I'm
It's a good thing I remembered not only is it Friday, but also, friends, it's time for a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. We need John Waller to help us out.
That sweet aroma, bold and beautiful, I can hardly wait to taste. Early morning, something wonderful is about to make my day.
Our Friday song, gang. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. You can only hear that exclusively and only on my station, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Are you ready? Are you really, really ready? Get ready. If we can go ahead and get ourselves pumped up, and we should get ourselves pumped up. You know why? Because we are fixing to go back in time. And you know, America's pastor, he's awesome. Billy Graham Fridays, okay? Billy Graham Fridays, The Existence of God. This is back on his crusade back in 1999 in St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy.
In Time magazine, earlier this year, there was an interview with George Lucas. He said, "I think there is a God. I'm not sure. I don't know what he is, what he looks like. I'm not sure about him." That's maybe how you feel tonight. I want to tell you about him tonight. I want to tell you about God. The Bible says that he's from everlasting to everlasting. How can that be? I don't know. There's a mystery to it all. And yet by faith we believe that God had no beginning and he has no end. And the verse that Mary Lou Retton left us with, John 3:16, I suppose I've preached on that verse more than any other. And when she stood up here and said that a few minutes ago, my heart thrilled. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Think of that. The pop. population of the world this past week just passed 6 billion. And they showed a little baby on the screen. I don't know how they found that baby. He was the 6th billionth person, apparently, according to whoever was writing the story and for the television. This passage says, for God. I cannot prove to you the existence of God. No scientist can. How do we know there's a God? You can't put him in a test tube. You can't make a mathematical formula of him as Einstein did in relativity. You can't see him on a computer screen. But by faith, we know that there's something beyond ourselves. I sat beside Mrs. Gorbachev one time at a dinner at the White House. And I went to the Russian ambassador to the United States, Mr. Dobrynin at that time, and I said, Mrs. Dobrynin, I said, I'm going to be sitting beside Mrs. Gorbachev tonight, and I said, what should I talk to her about? He said, talk to her about philosophy and religion. That's what she's really interested in. And I found that to be true that evening. And she said, among other things, that she was an atheist. But she said, I know there's something out there beyond us. A few weeks ago, she went out into that eternity. And I mourned with her husband because I knew them a little bit and loved them both. They were wonderful people. And now she knows. No, you can't put God in a test tube or mathematical formula. You accept by faith that he is the creator of the whole universe. And then the Bible teaches in this same passage, or the next chapter, I guess it's in the fourth chapter, that God is a spirit. God is a spirit. He doesn't have a body like you and me. He's not located in just one place. He's all over the world. All over the universe at the same time. The Bible also teaches that God is a holy God. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. God is absolute purity. I remember when I was a boy in North Carolina, we would all look forward to the day when maybe we'd have a little bit of snow. We didn't get much snow in the place I live, but boy, when it came, we were excited. And I remember my mother pointed out something to us one day when the snow came. She put out some washing, some sheets and towels and shirts and things. And then she said, look at the snow. Don't you think it's clean and white? And look at the clothes. The clothes that she had washed that we thought were perfectly white were now dirty in comparison to that snow. And that's the way we are. In comparison to God, we're dirty. He is absolute holy. But the Bible also teaches that God is a God of judgment. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after that is the judgment. There is going to be a time of judgment. And the Bible says that God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The wages of sin, the Bible says, is death. But the Bible also says that God is a God of love. The Bible says God is love in 1 John 4:8. How many mistakes you've made, whatever your ethnic background, whatever your educational background, God loves you. And that's what Jesus Christ was doing on that cross. He was loving you and taking all of your sins and all your failures on him at the cross. Now, have you ever thought why God created man? Many people are asking, who am I? What am I here for? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? God gave man a choice. God gave to man a free will. He can make his own choice. He doesn't make you a robot. He pushes a button and you do what he says. He gives you the freedom of choice. And so our basic problems are not social. They're not educational. It's sin. The breaking of God's law. The wages of sin is death, the Bible says. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, the Bible says in Romans 10:9. And that can happen to you right here, tonight. We've been all over the world with this message. Now, the Bible says that we're scatterers of seed, and that's what an evangelist is. He's a scatterer of seed, the Word of God. And we don't know where it's going to light. Some of it will light in hearts that are prepared. Jesus gives it to us in the parable of the sower. Four different kinds of soil it falls on. What are you supposed to do in response? In order to know that your sins are forgiven, to know that you're going to heaven, to be absolutely sure that your heart is right with God, first, you must repent of your sins. Repentance means to change your mind, to change your way, and to change your habits. And the second thing is to come by faith. Now, faith is not some blind, irrational leap in the dark. Faith is commitment. We must commit. I thought a cartoon in the paper put it very well. Someone wrote to the pastor and said, "Dear preacher, what does God forgive you mean?" The pastor wrote back and said, "All your files are deleted." And that's true. All of our files are deleted. That's exactly what God does. You don't have to leave here tonight worrying about some things you've done that are wrong. It's all been taken care of at the cross.
Amen. And that's right. It has been taken care of at the cross. And you know what? It's just as simple as what Billy Graham had said back in 1999. And as his messages will continue on Fridays, on Billy Graham Fridays with CA here in company on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio. You know, before we get out of here, there's a song. I always play like a song to just draw you even closer to Christ, you know, and you might be driving and you may think, man, I just don't know if I've got it right with Jesus. You know what? You want to make sure you have it right with God, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't have it right with God, now is the time to get it right. You know, Billy Graham, as I said, never professed to want to be one of the greatest preachers in the world. But you know what? God used him. God had his hands on Dr. Graham, and he had these crusades, and he touched people's lives, and a lot of people came to know Christ. It wasn't because of him. It was because of the messages that hit home. And sadly, in today's time, and the norm in our newer generations that keep coming in, a lot of the younger generations don't know much about Jesus. In fact, statistics say that not very many people know about Christ, know about the cross. You know, it's like Christmas. I should just say this, the birth of Jesus. They think, well, you know, he's just born in a manger and Merry Christmas, where's my packages and all that. But it isn't that. It's that he sent his only begotten son. 33 years of ministry. And as Easter gets closer and upon us, how he died on that cross for my sins and your sins, they were nailed to that cross. He didn't have to. He could have called over 40,000 angels to come down and rescue him, just a snap of the finger. But he loved us, and he bared that cross for us. People should remember that. But we can't go. Everybody's a free moral agent. We can't go into people's minds and people's hearts. But I'm encouraging you, and I will tell you this as you listen to this song. Go through a cleansing in your heart and just make sure that you have it right with God, because you just never know. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play this, by request, Crystal Lewis song. It's a combination of Just As I Am and I Surrender All. And if I can help you with anything, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or Facebook message me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Here we go. Amen. So let me ask you something. As Crystal Lewis was singing that song, and if you listen to the words, all to Jesus, I, me, you, everybody across the world, simple childlike faith, I surrender all. You just surrender yourself. You admit you're a sinner. You trust, you come by faith, like coming to your dad, coming to your mom, or whoever's a close family member. And, you know, parent-wise, or if you're, heaven forbid, you know, you went through adoption or whatever, that foster parent, whatever it may be, it's like coming to them and telling them the situation. But what you're doing is you're coming by faith to your Lord of Lords, King of Kings, your Creator, the one that put breath in our bodies, that knows us inside and out, that is our Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our end. Friends, this whole world is coming to an end. I've been preaching it. I've been teaching it. If you go back through my biblical archives, I encourage you, go way, 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 way back, and you'll read the book of Revelations that I studied on, the challenges that I went through when Satan was trying to defeat me with my voice, with my sickness, as I was just battling and said, Satan, you're not going to get me down because I want to reach those people out there. And you're very much encouraged to share any of my podcasts to your friends. Please tell them to just subscribe to the channels that I'm out on, because my goal is I'm not making money on this. I'm doing this. I've got a job. I'm doing this to love, to serve, and be the arms and feet for Jesus, because I love him. And we're not just planted here to just, we do what he does want us to enjoy our life, but we're not planted here just to do nothing. Let me tell you, at church pews back in the day, at one particular church, which I'm not going to mention the name on, I sat on a church pew, and I will honestly admit to you, I sat on a church pew for about 7 years doing nothing. Because I was I had all this experience of, and it ain't nothing to do with all that back in the days, but this particular church, I got a little bit of burnout where I was a Sunday school teacher, and I did the choir, and I've done it all. But here's the thing about it. I wasn't after the praise and the glory. I just sat on my moral and didn't do anything. And I let God down. But then I started doing nursing home ministry and going out and evangelizing to people and telling them about Jesus Christ. Not for fame, not for praise or anything, but if I could touch one soul out there. And this is what I'm going to do before I lead off in prayer. I just want to tell you this. If you don't have it right again, if you don't have it right with Jesus Christ, please get it right, guys. It's vitally important because, again, we don't know when this world's going to end. We got this Russia and Ukraine thing going on. My heart just bleeds for Ukraine. We're fixing to pray for them, the children, the maternity hospital. And all. It's just sad. It's really sad. I don't want to bring the political part on the air because they don't like me to do that, but I will tell you this, that I'm going to keep praying like y'all are as hard as I can for this particular country that's under attack. President Zelensky, his bravery, his people's bravery. And I'm just going to keep praying. And I don't know the outcome. I'm not God. I don't know the outcome. But I know one thing. This ain't the Russian man's world. This is God's world. Okay? And I'm just going to say that. I ain't going to mention his name because I'm not really supposed to. But I will tell you this. It ain't his world. This is God's world. So, I'm not going to judge him, but he's got to answer to his creator, God. Because, see, God gives you that choice. That's what I'm trying to get at. God gives you that choice. Accept him or deny him. And I'm going to tell you, God is three in one. He's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what convicts you to make you get to know him, to tug at your heart to come to him. And that's all you have to do. You know what? Even if you have faith as small, as Scripture reminds us, as a mustard seed, that's all it takes. And again, I'm here to help. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. CA, what are you trying to do? Drag me into this? No, I'm not. That's between you and God. All I'm trying to do is be the arms and feet for Jesus. And I'm going to continue to do that as long as every breath in my body or till he says, enough, you've done your job on this, enough done. Venture to doing something else. That's how come I spent countless hours up here at Faith Studio One in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, and I spent a lot of time trying to get shows together. Yeah, I haven't done a lot of Christian comedy. Again, it's because my son's getting ready to get married. It's a very busy month this month for me, and part of next month is too as well. But what I try to do is encourage. We want to encourage. We want to get the biblical teaching out, and we want to get the Word of God out, and that's what my station, that's what my radio station and my podcast do, is get that Word out, because I want to know that I reach somebody. And you know what? If you're bashful, you don't even have to give me your name. Goodness, just email it to me. You know, I get some emails of how I touched hearts and stuff. That's good, and I appreciate that. But the main thing is, I just want you to have it right with Jesus Christ, because I'm going to tell you something. Men, you're my brothers in Christ. Ladies, you're my sisters in Christ. Because when we leave here, we're going to be up there, the ones that accepted him. You don't want to go to a bottomless pit. Let me tell you something real quick. Another thing you want to think of. These homes are really nice. I got realtor friends all around the world. Okay? But you know what? What they have right now on planet Earth ain't nothing compared to what's up in heaven. Because he's already got a mansion built for you. And he loves you. And it isn't just the fact of you loving him, which is good. It's have you accepted him in your heart? Have you opened your heart and said, God, I love you. Come inside of my soul and dwell in me. Dwell in me forever. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just feel him just overwhelming here at Faith Studio One. Well, let's lead off in prayer. Thank you for joining me on a Friday. I'm sorry I've had to speak all this out. Let's go ahead and pray for Ukraine. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray for Ukraine. I pray for continual hands of protection of President Zelensky and his people. Lord, I don't know how this outcome is going to be. It just gets more and more depressing watching these people, you know, lose their lives and stuff. What courage they have. Oh, Lord, I don't know the outcome, but you do. And I pray you be with them and just keep them safe. I don't know what's going to happen, but again, you do. And Lord, we love you. And I pray for people that are sick, people that don't know you. May they draw close to you. May they open their hearts up to you, God. Open them up to you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all you do. Thank you for giving us life. And we give you all the praise and glory. For we ask this all in your precious name, and all God's people say, that's brothers, sisters in Christ. Amen. Okay, guys, this is CA getting ready to saddle up and leave Faith Studio One on a very cold. It's going to be a little bit of a wintry mix for a few hours. Drive out here in North Central Texas. It's a beautiful, well, it's real cold right now. The temperature at the studio is about 32 degrees. Our cold front hit in the wee hours of the morning. But anyway, I hope you all have a good day. Think about this. Share this message, the existence of God. I want it to reach somebody. And if it does, will y'all email me? If it reaches one of your friends, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Or message me on Messenger, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Or search me up and message me, okay? You can find me and let me know your name and your state, or go anonymous and say, hey, the message of Billy Graham that you played on your radio station touched my life, and I committed my life to Jesus. I want to know we're blessing somebody out there, okay? And I got friends that can help me, network of friends if you need to know more about Jesus, or if I can help lead you to Christ. Again, I can't make you, but I can tell you how to know about Jesus Christ. Okay, gang, have a good Friday. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Have a good day, be safe, and remember the sun does rise on the other side. What else, and this is just something else, what else does God want us to do? When we're down and out, we're still trying to make it through the day, we're still trying to dig out of those tunnels of life, he wants us to enjoy life, right? LIFE, explanation point. Go out and make it a great day. Bye for now.